Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and this is Steve Barish. There's really so much to talk about tonight. Dr. Fred and I have been discussing a lot of stuff. He's moving to the Fallbrook area, which he has a place that he's buying, or he has bought, in Duluth. And he's working on his X1 healing machine now as we speak. So it should be really a lot of fun for him and for me. We've been in a lot of talk and conversation. What we're going to be doing is that starting on Monday, I believe it's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if anybody on the Eastern Seaboard needs to know information or wants to buy anything from Dr. Fred, because they don't open up till 3 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon, which is basically around 12 o'clock. And so we're going to be, I'm going to be helping him as much as I possibly can. So I'll be selling his products from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1. And it's going to be very interesting because I'm very busy doing massage work and healing energy work all at the same time. So it might be a little while before I can get back to people, but we'll try to do the best we can. We're sort of, we love getting ourselves into an area that that is very challenging, and I enjoy a good challenge. Anyhow, he's a great guy, and I don't mind helping him. The flamethrower, I had purchased a flamethrower from Dr. Fred about, I think it's been about 2-3 weeks now. And I'm on the phone with him almost every day telling him the changes that are happening with the flamethrower. And so I've discussed it with him, and I'll discuss it with you now. The flamethrower seems to have an aura all of its own. Now, the flamethrower looks like it is from the Palladians. It was designed by the Palladians. Fred put it together with the help of Simjazi and some other Palladians on the planet here. And what's happening basically for me is that the energy of the flamethrower itself, which takes all negativity away, seems to be working very well in terms of helping people a lot. So I'm here to give you a report on that. I've been able to help people. I don't have it hanging yet. But what I've been doing is putting it at the right foot. Whoever has a flamethrower, if you want to take notes on this, I'm more than happy to tell you what I'm doing with it. I'm putting it on the left foot, if they're laying down on the table. And I'm putting it at the left foot. The energy goes up the left foot, down the right foot. It balances out people in a matter of a minute or 2 minutes. They're able to feel the energy in their head. It's a real, quite a buzz. And also, tremendously healing. It does get rid of negativity. I've seen pure white light coming out of people's, chakras, especially at the top of the head. And that allows the energy to flow from one end of the body to the other. And the way I know that they're clear is that the pure white light will come out of the head chakra, and it is beautiful. It's absolutely one of the prettiest colors I've ever seen. It does have a tinge of blue and yellow on the inside of it, but the light itself is pure white light that comes out, and people are able to feel it through their head, their feet, their hands, and through the entire body. Once that's done, I put the flamethrower aside and then get ready to do the massage work. The chakras will automatically open even more, and it's quite a vision to see when I put down the flamethrower, the aura that's attached to the flamethrower. It actually pulsates and then goes away, and it does keep the aura of itself within an inch, maybe even 2 or 3 inches. Is it 2, 3? 3 inches above the flamethrower, and it lasts for quite some time. It's very, very interesting to work with. It's about $5,000, but it's quite interesting, and I don't buy things without really knowing what I'm purchasing. And I can visualize what I'm looking at before I buy it, and I can actually see what Fred is talking about, and I can look at his flamethrower and watch what's happening with his flamethrower. So it's really a lot of fun to use, and it's quite useful in terms of my massage work. I don't know how many other people do that kind of work. I presume there's people that do Reiki and people that can do all this other kind of magnificent work, and I think it's it would be a product that's really, really powerful to use. I've never used anything this powerful other than the projectors. And the projectors themselves are very interesting. I'm experimenting with it now. My office is at 20 Office Park in Rochester, New York. And I've taken the projectors down, and they're not placed up yet. And what I'm doing is seeing the energy, the vortex that can open up due to not putting up the projectors. And the vortex is not as big as the vortex that I am used to having in my home, which is 5 miles high and 6 miles wide. That came to me, I think, third or fourth day after I had set up the projectors in my room and was able to see a pyramid above my ceiling in my office, actually, and have a lot of fun with that. There was a Pleiadian ship, and then eventually it turned into a larger ship. So there's a lot going on with the projectors. It's quite interesting to see, and it really does work. The ship was replaced with an Andromedan ship. The pyramid was 5 miles high, with the with the Andromedan ship, it was to the, let's see if I was looking at it, it was to the right side of the pyramid, and the pyramid was gigantic. That was from the projectors. Now, I did have 4 projectors in my room. We used, I'm down to 3. I put one in my my office here, and it's really, really a lot of fun to use, to look at it and to ask for things that you really need or want. The other thing is that I've got, as I say, 3 projectors here. I'm going to be switching them over to my office and raise the vibration of the office a tremendous amount with the projectors. It's really, really powerful. They're extremely powerful to use, and people are finding out when they're lying on the table and they're asking for different things, health or whatever the case may be. Some people need money, some people just, and it comes to them almost instantaneously. I know that I had the Firestar and the projectors in here, and I wanted to talk to Dr. Fred about the flamethrower, pardon me. And he called within a millisecond after I was asking him to call. So between the two, they're very powerful. What I'm saving for right now is a new computer. I need one really badly, so that's what I'm doing. But these devices actually really work, and when I want to work with my clients, which is every day, Monday through Friday, or sometimes Thursday, I want the best for them, the absolute best that I can possibly give them. And whatever it costs, whatever I have to do to make that work, to make it even better, that's what I do. And I know his equipment works very, very well. I don't have a problem with it at all. And Fred is a very honorable man. So he's really a great guy, and I trust him implicitly. What we need to do is move on now, because I really need to talk about some other things. Today, to give you an idea how powerful things are happening on the planet, and I presume that some of this could be stuff that I'm getting rid of in negativity. I was with my rabbi today, and we were at the Bima, and I was there for about a half hour, and the Bima is the pulpit, basically. And when he was reading the Torah, he's been doing this for about 60 years, and as he was reading the Torah, the five books of Moses, there was a section there that was very important. And I felt this energy above me, and I looked, and there was a tremendous amount of light coming from this figure. And the figure was a man with a white beard and almost like half a white shroud. There was pure white light. His face was orange, but his beard, he was just absolutely beautiful. His face actually was pure white light, excuse me. But it looked orange, or it was very hard to say what it looked like, but it was absolutely gorgeous. And the energy, the love that was emitting from him was so powerful. It was extremely overwhelming. And I saw that as well as I'm talking to you, that's how well I saw that. I don't think anybody else saw that because we were looking in the books and trying to follow the rabbi with two Hebrew books. There's one standing on the left side of him and one on the right, and we follow word for word to make sure that he doesn't miss anything in the Torah. And the figure was just there. It was about, I'd say, about 5 feet, and all we saw, or all, at least all I saw, was from his chest all the way up to his face, the long hair. The eyes were absolutely beautiful. The figure was absolutely gorgeous. It was a man. It was just the light that was emitting from his eyes were just absolutely astounding. And it's a wonderment that I can see some of the things that I do, but I certainly appreciate that God has given me the gift to be able to have the sight to be able to see this. So I thank him with all my heart, with all my soul, that I'm able to see this and experience it and to be able to tell you that these things are real. And God exists. There's no question about it. Anyhow, it was just a great service. And I don't go to synagogue all the time, just once in a while, because I'm so busy doing other things. It's just it's hard for me to get in all the time. The other thing we need to discuss tonight is that I'm here to heal people. That is my job. That is one of the gifts that I have, and I'm more than happy to do that. So I need to give you some phone numbers if you'd like to call in. Please do, because there's a lot of people that sometimes call, and it would be a lot of fun to help you as much as I possibly can. The phone number is 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756, or if you're local in California, it's 1-530-876-9146. I'm here to help you. I'm here to do as much good work as I possibly can to heal you and to help you in any way that I possibly can. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. I love to do my massage work and do the healing at the same time. And it's really a lot of fun to work with people. I have a Master Quartz crystal under the table. And the Master Quartz crystal is really something to see. I do have clients that come in and they do feel the heat entering through either their stomach, in the fifth brain area, or through the heart. Sometimes it will enter through the throat, wherever it's needed, and the light changes from the beautiful quartz that it is to a bright red light, and that light is emitting a tremendous amount of heat, and the clients actually feel heat in their body, and it actually goes right through the body and clears out a tremendous amount of whatever needs to go out. The other thing is that now the fire star seems to be working and pulling out more and more as time goes on. Before I got these products, I was able to pull the parts of people out that they didn't need anymore. In other words, I would see a part of them die, and it was just coming out of their body, and there was a round, beautiful hole up in the ceiling, and there was nothing but pure white light. There were hands, there were angels all around, and this body, part of it, whatever it needed to go, was taken back up into heaven, and the energy just came right back down and went through the body of the people. Now, it's really interesting because when you're looking at something like that and you see all this tremendous healing taking place, you just go with it and you let go. You have to let go. In everyday life, I let go of everything that comes to me because it's already in my mind. It's already built into my brain. My brain, as everybody else's brain, is a computer, and this computer will take in everything that you need and everything that anybody else will need as long as you're getting the type of energy they need. And what happens is that when I'm doing that work, I'm looking under the table. I'm watching the energy under the table, the energy above the table. I'm watching the chakras opening. I'm floating above their bodies, maybe about 4 feet, and I'm actually watching the chakras opening and taking in oxygen. And the oxygen is really beautiful to see. It's a blue light with yellow and white tinge, and it actually goes right into the chakras. So the chakras take in oxygen and air. I presume it's air that I'm looking at, and they really fire. And I see the chakras as diamonds. I think in the beginning I saw them as colors, and as time progresses, they become diamonds, and they're firing in all these gorgeous, absolute, wonderful, wonderful colors. And it's so much fun to be able to see the chakras. And taking energy from one chakra to another chakra is not really necessary because the chakras are firing all the time, and they're taking in this energy all the time, at least for me. I don't know how the other people perceive it, but I perceive the chakras as firing all the time and taking in this beautiful white light from heaven with the blue tinge. The blue tinge is very interesting. If you've ever seen a gas stove and you look at the center of it, that's what the blue energy looks like. It's just a gorgeous energy that goes into the chakras. And the third eye is extremely interesting. And the third eye actually starts as a third eye, which is right above your eye, or eyes, excuse me, above the eyebrows. And eventually what's happening, for me anyhow, is that the third eye opens up the entire face. So your entire face, the mask of itself, becomes the third eye. I think it takes a little while to do that, but the energy that you emit from the mask itself is tremendous. And so the third eye is firing, but it also is the mask of the face, which includes everything in the face, the eyes, the mouth, the nose. It's just beautiful to see. And so I think that everybody can reach that type of energy level without too much work. I mean, it's something that you really need to focus on. But again, it's a matter of letting go. It's a matter of letting go and letting God, as we used to say, or we say. It's a matter of trust. It's a matter of what values we have and what we can do to help ourselves and to help everybody around us. And I think it's very important that we learn to be able to let go and to allow ourselves the feeling of our own expression and God's expression, because his expression is a will, and that will not be broken. I mean, it's just there. And the more you let go, the more you receive. So getting back to the programming of the mind, if I'm working on a client and that energy comes through, what happens is that the energy itself is taken in through the body and taken into the mind, which is a computer. And what you can do, actually, is that you can be walking down the street somewhere along the way, and without even knowing, without even doing anything, you could change somebody's life forever just by walking into their aura. And if you have any kind of energy, if you're doing any kind of energy work, allow yourself just to be free. Allow your mind to explore whatever it needs to explore without any kind of touching. In other words, don't touch anybody. It's not necessary to touch when you're walking, but touch them with your mind. Touch them with your heart. Just allow the energy to flow from you and just be involved with the total energy that God can give you. And that's by letting go. And that's a lot of fun to do, actually. You receive a tremendous amount of energy. I was talking to a young lady today. We have a wonderful coffee house in Rochester, and I was mentioning to her that we need to allow ourselves to let things go, to allow ourselves to feel what God is really giving us. And she's just a wonderful person, and I hope she's listening this evening, because I had given her the codes to give her a call, or give a call and stay with it and see what she thinks. But all in all, energy work is really, really good to do. If you're doing Reiki, I think it's wonderful. Whatever you're doing, just explore it. Take it to another step. Take it to another level. Use your imagination. Imagination is so important. Allow yourself to explore your own exploration in terms of your own imagination. Take the energy, and that's the important part, is to make your mind free. Make it, allow yourself to flow with that energy, with the energy from heaven, with the energy from wherever you're receiving it, and allow that to flow through your heart. Allow it to flow through your soul and your mind. Allow it to flow through your fifth brain. Just keep yourself open as much as you possibly can, and learn to let go. It's so important to do, because by letting go, you're receiving more and more energy. When you see something beautiful, God is showing you something that's absolutely gorgeous, keep it in your mind and let it go. It doesn't belong to us anyhow, so just allow it to be in your vision and let it go, because it's in your brain already. I remember somebody asking me that question about 10, 12 years ago, and she said that she had lost her vision, and she was really upset, and she was crying, and she said, "What's going on?" I said, I can't bring this up anymore. And I said, "It's not a problem. Once it's in your brain, once it's in your aura, if that person needs that kind of energy, it will come right out. It's not a problem." And that's when we need to let go. That's when we have to have the discipline to allow ourselves to feel what we are feeling without reservation. It's so important to understand that what we're doing is we're receiving this tremendous energy from God, from heaven, from all the sources that he comes from. Even like when I saw that big, gigantic angel today, it's just, you know, you take it in, you love it, you breathe it in, you look at it, and you let it go. It's not ours. We're just seeing it. It's something that's there. It's the imagination of what we're looking at. It's just this beautiful, beautiful vision of a man looking down and seeing the light. I look at things multidimensionally, so I'm able to look at his face and his body and the side view, the front view, and the upper view all at the same time. So you can build that. You can work on that to be able to see that kind of vision. I've seen Mother Mary several times in my healing room. I've seen Jesus. I've seen Moses. But we need to allow ourselves to let go, to have these visions come to us. I'm Jewish, and it doesn't make a bit of difference what religion you are. If you're open, you can see these beautiful, beautiful prophets. You can see things way beyond our own scope of our own imagination if you allow yourself the time to be free of time. In other words, if I'm working on somebody, I'm not looking at my clock, because a clock means nothing. everything in the room means nothing. All we need to do is focus on nothingness, and you'll be able to see everything that you want to see. I've seen ancient rabbis coming in with the turbans, priests, high priests coming in, whatever religion there were, it doesn't make any difference. But I've seen them with lightning in their hands coming in. And you need to accept it. You need to allow. Once you let go, and once you give in, and once you be able to open your heart to whatever you want, it'll be shown to you. But you need to let go. It's so important. The wisdom of love is to let go. It's like when we're married or we have somebody that we love. That love is always there, and if we open our hearts even more, you'll be able to feel that love. You'll be able to feel it at a much, much higher level. And that's what we're looking for, because everything is love. And to be able to feel and express your own expression of loveliness, that's what's important. There's a high that can be reached or attained above everything that you know if you just let go and let this love flow through you. If you're looking at your wife, or you're looking at your husband, or you're looking at your children, or you're looking at your lover, whatever the case may be, this is all from heaven. This is all from God. Even though we think even though we think that we're disciplined enough to be able to say, well, I picked her out, it has nothing to do with it. God picks that out. He's the one that makes the directions. He's the one that gives us the strength to be able to pull that together. So what I'm saying is that when we open our hearts more, when we flow through this energy that God has given us, you'll be able to feel a height of love that you've never been able to feel before just by letting go. And it's so important to do. It's at a higher, a much, much higher level of energy than you've ever known before. So please, if you can, in your meditations, in your prayers, you know, just allow things to happen. Allow things to flow through you. Just allow things just to take over. There's nothing that's going to happen. You're not going to receive anything evil. When you have God in your heart, when you have the angels around you, I remember talking to this woman today who is just a sweet person, and watching the angel above her, and I was saying to her, you need to let go, honey. You need to let go, because they want to help you. They want to help you to the umpth degree that they can help you with. And the umpth degree is something that's total love. It's just absolute love. And we need to get in touch that with that kind of level of energy. Just think of the energy that's in your heart. Just think of the energy that you can put through your eyes just to heal somebody. Or take in, when I mention I breathe in the breath of God, and you take that air in, and you just tell the person in front of you, please breathe in, I breathe in the breath of God. Share that love. Open up. Open up to your own imagination. Open up to all the loveliness that you have, all the excellence that you have, and allow that to go through. The energy will help you tremendously, and it will help the person that you're with. But the amazing thing is, it's always there, and it can be such a heightened awareness and such a heightened feeling. It's just like walking around in bliss all the time. And you can reach that, and you can attain that. And I'm more than happy to show you how to do that, and I'm talking about it now. And I think it's very important that people get to know what we're talking about in terms of energy. I know different sects and different things, they'll charge you a fortune to learn this stuff. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you speak up a little bit?
Yes. My mother's passed on. I was wondering if you could hear me, of the grief and the depression, like there's a black cloud over me.
When did she pass away, honey?
About 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago. And what do you think the black cloud is, honey?
The depression over the loss. I mean, you never get over it. And
okay. I got you.
And everybody says I depress everybody. I don't mean to, but...
Okay, honey. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to open up your heart. Okay, your heart shut down a little bit. So So what we're going to do, actually, it's opening right now. And your chakras are reopening. You should feel a lot of white light around you. Can you feel that, dear?
White light?
Yes. Can you feel the white light around you?
How are you supposed to feel like a white light around you?
You don't have to see it, honey. You can actually feel it. Do you feel a lot of love around you right now?
I guess so.
No. There is a lot of love around you, honey. I'm looking at it right now. And there's an angel right above you, and she's moving her hands all around. Take a look at the cloud. It should be white light right now. Can you see that cloud?
In my imagination.
Yes. What does it look like there?
Just like a cloud, a bright cloud.
There you go. Did it change for you?
What's
in my imagination? The cloud has gone from black to white, honey. Can you look above it and see that above you, honey?
Yes.
What is your name, dear?
My name is Elaine.
Elaine, there's a tremendous amount of energy above you. And they want you to know that they love you very, very much. There's a lot of angels around you right now, protecting you and healing you right now. And you need to let go, honey. You're too much in control. You need to allow yourself to breathe in light, honey. It's been bothering you for quite some time. What I'm doing, I'm just calming you down right now. How does that feel to you?
Okay.
Okay. Can you feel yourself coming down and grounding and being centered?
Yes.
Good, honey. Hang with me for a minute or two, okay?
Can you connect to the other side if people have passed on?
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I believe once they're on the other side, God takes very good care of them, dear.
Because I read a book, Hello from Heaven, by Bill Guggenheim. Have you ever heard of that book?
No, I don't.
And it's all about after-death communication where...
Can you speak up a little bit, dear? I can't hear.
Yes, I read a book, Hello from Heaven, by Bill Guggenheim, all about after-death communications.
Yes.
And I believe in after-death communication. And in some of the cases, the deceased appear to their loved ones. And I don't know why my mother doesn't appear to me.
I think maybe it's not necessary for her to appear. I think the idea of it is, honey, is to believe that God is on the other side. I can pretty well tell you, I've had an experience myself, which... I think you've had this experience, but in a different way. My dad died, and my mom passed on, too, and I love them very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time my dad, we had a very big business, and I walked into the back of the garage, and he used to wear a polo. And the polo was falling from the ceiling, and I could smell it. And I knew that he was around. Have you ever had an experience where mom would wear something or...
You'd smell their scent?
Yes.
My sister has had that, but I sometimes when I'm walking in nature, I guess I don't know if it's from the trees or something. Maybe I can smell a nice scent. I guess it's my mother.
Right. That's exactly right, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. She's just telling you that she's okay.
So you had that experience that's beautiful that you had with your father?
Yeah.
Have you had other instances?
Yes, I have, honey. I've had instances... where I've been able to see my mom and dad on the other side. They would come down steps and wave to me. I get choked up when I talk about this. And they would wave to me and smile and give me a kiss, and then they would go back up the steps. God, I don't know why God has let me see that.
But... Oh, that makes me so happy to hear that.
Yes.
Were you awake when you saw this? Or
yes, honey. I usually see everything very, very clearly.
When you're awake?
Oh, sure.
You actually saw them. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I see things like that. I should have said that before. But I see things like that. And some people ask me about parents on the other side, and I guess I can hear them. And like right now, hold on a sec. Let me see what your mom's saying. I love you very much. Be a good baby. I love you so much. always my child. I'm always with you. That's it, honey. That's what I hear.
That's beautiful.
That's what I heard. That's what your mom... Did your mother ever call you baby?
No.
Well, she just called you baby because that's what she said to me.
Well, I'm the youngest one in the family. Maybe that's what she means.
Okay, so that has some meaning to it.
The experience you had with your parents, that made me feel so good that you were awake and you saw them in your house?
I saw them in my mind, honey. In my mind. It's not something that I saw walking around in the house. It's something that came to my mind, and I saw them just as clearly as I would see somebody walking around. So it was mm-hmm. very, very clear. And, if I'm massaging somebody, I go into a very high state of awareness, and people do ask me questions. I should have said that. People do ask me questions, and I will hear some voices from the other side, and I'll tell them exactly what I hear.
Oh, that's so interesting. Are you clairvoyant?
I don't call myself anything. I just allow myself to be me. I don't like words. It's sort of, it sets up boundaries, and I don't like boundaries there.
How do you initiate these after-death communications with them? Do you meditate? Do you pray? Or
No, it's a matter of letting go, dear. You have to learn to let go.
You can't force it, in other words.
Pardon?
You can't force these.
No. You can't force anything, honey. You need to allow yourself the beautifulness of letting go. You have to allow yourself to feel your true feeling. And to allow that to express your own expression, honey. And once you start getting into different fields of dimensions, that's when you start feeling things and seeing things. And most people can't because they're blocked. And they're blocked because they won't let go. Everybody has gifts. We all have gifts. And I'm just one person. I'm no better than anybody else on this planet, probably even less than a lot of people on the planet. But the one thing I do is that God has taught me to let go. There's nothing I learned in the book. It's just that God told me to do that, and that's what I do.
How do you let go, though?
What I do is that my mind is very disciplined in terms of listening. I listen to you or I'll listen to anybody. And the important thing is that you need to allow to express yourself in terms of letting go. You need to set that up in your mind. But before you can do that, your mind has to be very settled, honey. You need to be doing meditation twice a day. You have to allow yourself to become who you are. In other words, I'm not talking about the who you are, what you are right now. I'm talking about being in touch with heaven's eyes. And to be able to look at things through heaven's eyes. And that's the idea of is just meditate. And when you start meditating, you will open up to that kind of energy. And it seems like you want that awfully badly.
Yes. In other words, meditating means listening to the other side, not praying means talking to God.
No, you need to listen to yourself first, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I should mention this to you. You need to allow yourself the respect. Give yourself the respect of understanding who you are. Once you master that, then you can do anything you want. So what I would highly suggest is starting to understand yourself and listening to yourself. In other words, there is intuitive powers that we have, and we need really to listen to them. And that little voice that you hear inside your head is God. And we have to start listening to that, and you live by that, and eventually things will start opening up to allow you to hear and see what you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Have you ever read the book Hello from Heaven by Bill?
I really don't read, honey. Everything I get right directly from the angels of God or himself. I do not read, honey.
Because there's a book about after-death communications by Bill Guggenheim. He did research on this project. And a list of stories of millions of people having these after-death communications like you had. And some of the people were skeptical, and they had these experiences.
Yes. Yes, it doesn't mean that they're not. It doesn't mean that they're not disciplined, honey. It just means they're skeptical.
They're skeptical, and they still have them. Here, I say to myself, I'm not skeptical. I deeply believe in after-death communication.
I think what you need to do, honey, is to slow down and allow yourself just to be. Allow yourself to be, honey. And what you need to do, if you want to hear something, is just slow down. Do you ever go to a stream? Do you ever sit down by a stream, honey?
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do is go to a stream and look at it and sit down and follow it. In other words, you flow with the stream. Most people don't flow with the stream. They'll try to fight the other way, or they're in control and they don't understand the stream. The streams can speak many languages to you, and the biggest one is that you never fight it going upstream. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. You won't get any worse. You'll just be fighting. But if you flow with it, you're going to come back to the same stream eventually.
Okay, I also read about Michael Landon. I found out about this book by this website, after-death.com. And Michael Landon's oldest daughter, she said her father guides her from beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm.
She hears him, he talks to her, he communicates with her from beyond the grave, Michael
mm-hmm.
Landon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was such a beautiful story. It's on after-death.com. It's a beautiful website. And
right.
There's a beautiful song there, which was also from beyond the grave. There's a song on that website. I wish
mm-hmm.
everybody would know about that song. It's such a beautiful song. The words.
The words are important, honey, but you have to live it.
The words were given to this woman from her brother-in-law who had passed on in a train accident, and he came in the dream. He was a musician, and he gave her the words to the song. You should look it up. It's on after-death.com. And www.after-death.com.
Yes.
It's an uplifting, and the song is so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful, you've never heard of a song like the words. It says,
Honey, what you need to do is take the words and live with them. Live with what you're reading. Live with what you're feeling. In other words, what you're saying to me is that it's a beautiful song, but you need to live the song, honey. It's like the Song of Solomon. You have to live it. You have to breathe it into you. You need to take it and run with it, honey. You need to allow it to fill your body. You need to allow it to fill your soul. You need to allow it to have your feelings of everything that you can express. So take it and actually live with it, honey. Feel what it feels like, even more than what you're doing. What I'm talking about and what I talked about before was love. Take the love of the song and live with it. Feel the blissfulness of that song. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
That's living in the moment, honey. That's what you need to do.
Like, I don't believe we have to say goodbye to them because they're still with us.
Honey, they're always with us. Mm-hmm. We are the universe. We are part of God. There's no separation, honey. The only separation that we have is a separation that we put within ourselves. There's no separation, honey. All there is that our parents are gone physically. They're gone mentally, but spiritually they're connected to us, dear.
That's right,
always.
Because the physical body is temporary. The eternal.
It's all temporary, honey. Everything on this planet is temporary. I'm afraid to tell you that. But it's all temporary. It's an illusion, honey.
And the words of the song says, there's no need to say goodbye.
Honey, can you speak up? I can't hear you
very
well. Yeah,
the words of the song start saying, the song that I had told you about on after-death.com, it says, there's no need to say goodbye. Someday we'll be together. Remember me and smile. I'm in your heart forever.
Of course.
The melody, it just keeps ringing.
It doesn't matter, honey. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you believe what you're reading. You take it into your heart, and you make it work for you. You make it churn. You make it, You make it think that this is you and you're talking to your parents. Whatever the case may be, honey, and it'll happen. But allow yourself to enjoy what you're reading. Just don't read it. Enjoy it. Love it. Take it to the next level.
I do. I even study it. People say I'm morbid. I don't see what's morbid about it. To me, it's uplifting.
That's right. That's all that matters, honey. It's your truth. It's your truth. Okay, it's so important, honey, is for you to understand that we all have our own lives. We all have our own souls. What is ever important to you is important to you. Whatever is important to somebody else is important to somebody else. But never judge anybody. You know, just go by what you have. Go by what you feel. And most of all, just live your truth. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Good. So that's what you need to do, honey. I know it's a lot of information to take in at once. But let me give you a saying that God gave me. And do you have a pencil and paper there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Live in the light of my wonderfulness.
Live in the light of my wonderfulness?
Yes. It is light to the soul. It is wisdom of the ages.
It is light to the soul.
It is wisdom of the ages.
Wisdom of the ages.
If you seek me, you will find me.
What was that again?
If you seek me,
mm-hmm. You will find me.
You will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. Would you repeat what you wrote, what I told you to write?
Yes, live in the light of my wonderfulness. It is light to the soul. It is wisdom of the ages. If you seek me, you will find me. And what was the rest?
In the innermost part of your beingness. That saying I got maybe about 25 years ago. It's amazing. I can remember some of them. But what I would suggest doing, honey, is that start living life even more. Live for the moment. Live for the moment. It's so important. And take these sayings, sit down, and read it over and over again until that light comes to you, honey. And you need to do that during meditation. Live in the light of my wonderfulness. And that's what you need to say to yourself. It's like for me when I sit down and I go into a meditation and I say Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, which is Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. And so just take the saying that I'm giving you and just go with it and see what happens, honey. It's not that I'm perfect. I believe me, I'm not perfect by any stretch of imagination, but I'll try to help you as much as I can with the information that God
has. Do you have a website?
No, I don't, honey.
Oh.
I don't, because my website, it would get so filled, I couldn't, I'm doing so much now that I couldn't take in one more thing.
Okay. And can you tell me other experiences you've had with your parents, other after-death communications?
Well, there's other things that I've had experiences with, like the Ark of the Covenant and different things of that nature, but that'll be out in a book that I'm going to be writing.
What is the title of the book?
Well, the first book I'm coming out with is a book of my sayings, which might take me about another year to complete. It's it'll be Messages from the Most High, and that'll be out in about a year, because there's so many different messages that I have to write down. I'm trying to put them together now. But you take care of yourself, and don't be afraid to call me again. And, you know, just live your life, honey. Your parents are fine. Your parents are doing great. Allow yourself to live your life, honey. Don't be afraid of anything.
Thank you so much for telling me the experience you had with your parents. When I hear other people's after-death communications, it's like I'm having them myself. It makes me feel so good, you know?
Well, you're a wonderful human being, honey, and your experiences are your experiences. I'm just trying to tell you mine.
I enjoy
that might
him.
Help you.
it makes me feel very good to hear other people's experiences because it gives me hope, you know? And I really believe in after-death communication.
You have more than hope, honey. You have bliss. Just experience it, dear.
Thank you so much.
I love you very much. You should be well all your life, and God love you.
Thank you. I do, too.
Be well.
God bless you. Thank you so much for spending the time speaking with me.
I'm more than happy to do it. Anytime you want to call me, just call me back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Everybody has experiences, and everybody has their truths. The main thing to do is to live your truth. A lot of us are confused in terms of how Jesus lived or how Moses lived. How can I do that? You need to be in touch with who you are. That's all that matters. You have to live your truth, and that truth will be profound. It's profound no matter what it is, and it's you. It simplifies everything. By living the truth, it simplifies everything. God does not want everything to be difficult for us. We make ourselves difficult upon ourselves, and it's not necessary to do that. So live your truth. Be your truth and honor your truth. It's so important to do that. Allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression, whatever that is, and write down what you hear. Write down what you feel. Live in the moment of what you're doing. It's so important to do. Allow your chakras to heal you. All you need to say, our minds are so powerful, and it's so beautiful. We need to allow ourselves the honor of getting in touch with ourselves and listening to who we are. It's an honor to be able to do that. In Hebrew, it's called a mitzvah, to be able to get in touch with the love that God has given us. And it's such a high honor, it's such a high wisdom feeling of being able to be in touch with all that love, with all that nurturing that God has given us. He is our Father. He is our flesh. The flesh that we have is God's. Everything is His. And the more we honor that and the more we respect that, the more we live in the moment. And that's all I got to say. So, anyhow, this has been a really great evening, and I appreciate talking to you. Yeah, it's very interesting. I have very few people that I put on the radio and really talk to. There's a couple people that I've had on the radio. But every week and week out, it's me, and I love being able to heal you and talk to you and help you. Don't forget about the pillars of light. Just work those pillars of light. Let that help you as much as you possibly can. Those energies will heal you. We've talked about them several times. We'll get back to that next week. But for now, goodbye. I love you all. Take care, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.